Hello, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Ches, still from Boka. So we got to the last few lines of Ayin Zayin Mabez. The Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Pinchas Mishim Rabbi Ravuna Tzipora Mayan Hayot Mabez Kodesh Kadashim. In the times of the Mashiach, there's going to be a spring that's going to sprout forth from the Kodesh Kadashim. But Chila, initially, the size of that Mayan is going to only be Dome Lekarne HaChagavim, the width of the antennas of a grasshopper. And Kevin Shigil Pesach HaHechal, once the spring starts going forward to the Hechal, Nasa Kuchut Shel Shesi, it becomes a little bit wider, which is as wide as the threads used in the length when weaving a cloth. And Kevin Shigil Ulam, once it gets to the Ulam, Nasa Kuchut Shel Erev, it becomes slightly wider, which is the threads of the cloth, which goes the width of something. And the Kevin Shigil El Pesach Azar, once it gets to the Azar entrance, Nasa Ki Piapach, Katan, it becomes the width of the opening of a small little pitcher. Behind it, that's what the Mishnah Maseches Midos teaches us, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mayim, going on to Ayin Ches now, Mayim Mifakin Asidin Yos Yotzim Mitachas Miftan Habayis. Water that's going to come from the size of a pach, Mapkin, is going to come from below from the entranceway, the Pesach of the Bayis, the Azar. Gemara says, Mikan, from here we learn, Mikan ve'ela, from that point on rather, Haya miskaber ve'ola ad shmegila Pesach Beis David. It gets wider and wider until it gets to the entrance of Beis David, which seems to be Ir David, right outside the old city. And Kevin shmegila Pesach Beis David, nasa kenachal shotef, it becomes a roaring river. Shebo rochtsin zavin ve'zavos nidos ve'yodos. This is the water in which the individuals who are tamei will bathe, and for tevila, for a mikvah, Shinemar says in the pasuk, "Bayomahu will be on that day." Yeah, makor, the source, the ma'ayan, the spring, will be niftach lebeis David. Will have an opening to Beis David. Uliyoshe Yishalayim lechatas lenida, to those who dwell in Yishalayim, those who are tamei, the tamei tumas from mechatas tumas meis, and lenida. So the Gemara, look at Tosfos on the side here. Tosfos says, Mikan, actually before that rather, the Gemara, let's finish the Gemara, three more lines. Amar of Yosef, Mikan remez lenida shetzicha leisheva ad tzavara b'mayim. From here we learn that a woman who's nida needs to have the depth of a mikvah to be where she, if she stands, will go neck high. And v'les hilchas akavasa, we don't hold that way. As long as there's a volume of 40 saw, even though it might not be deep, that deep, it's still good enough. We don't care about the depth, we care about the overall volume. So Tosos here, the only Tosos on the page, writes, Mikan remez lenida shetzricha leishev ad tzavara b'mayim, that a woman has to, a nida has to go into the mikvah. And she'alu makame Rav Yehuda, Gon was asked of Rav Yehuda, that zetzal tevilas nida midiraisa minalam. There is no mefurish pasuk that a woman whose nida needs to go into the mikvah to become tahor. What is the source? The heshiv, and he responded, kal v'chomer mimaga, if one who touches a nida becomes tamei, and therefore needs to, would need to go into the mikvah, certainly the nida herself would have to. Rabbeinu Tam perish denafka midichsev b'mei nida. He has a different source. It says, b'mei nida legabe tvilas kelim, that the keli needs to be placed in the Meinida. So why is it called Meinida? Because that's the place where the Nida also needs to dip into the mikvah. And the third shot in Tosos is Perish Midichsev Vadova Benidasa. Dava Benidasa. The pasuk means the drush in the Gemara and Shabbos is Benidasa Tehe Achitava B'mayin, that she remains in her status of Nida until she goes to the mikvah. So these are three explanations, three drushes, but there is no explicit pasuk that a woman who is in Nida needs to immerse the mikvah, but of course the halacha is that she needs to midaraisa. Gemara then says, last two narrow lines on the Amud here, Tenach Yimakipurim Delekim Minal. So we had a discussion yesterday that a person who needs to travel through the water on Yom Kippur, they're allowed to if there's a certain tzorach, and because they don't wear shoes, there's no concern that the shoe might fall off and they might carry it. But it comes to Shabbos, Dika Minal, where they're wearing a shoe, my, what's the din? So look at Rashi to explain the Shaila, three lines from the top here. Shabbos, Dika Minal, my, mi shari la'avor b'mayim, can they pass through the water on Shabbos? Oh, dilma chashin and dilma nafke mikarei, maybe the shoe's going to fall off, and v'asi le'as svine, and they might carry it in a dal amos birshus harabim. So is there heter to travel through water on Shabbos? So my, what's the din? Amar Rabbi Amar Nechemia Chosnei Debei Nesia. He was the son-in-law of the Nasi. Ana Chazisa LeRabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. I witnessed these two great Amorayim, Demati or Kuma Demaya, that they had encountered a puddle of water on Shabbos. V'avrua Derech Malbush, and they wore their clothing, including their shoes, on Shabbos, right through the puddle. So tinach minal, this makes sense, a minal which remains on the foot very tightly. But a sandal, my sandal, which comes off pretty easily, is there such a heter to wear that also through the water? So my ikal meimar, there are those who say, amar rav richume, that he once witnessed Ravina walking through wearing his clothing, seemingly he was wearing a sandal, otherwise what would the raya be? Rav Ashi amar, sandal lichachila lo. However, Rav Ashi felt lichachila one should not wear a sandal through the water. Resh galusa ikle lehagruna lebei Rav Nosson. And one day, Resh galusa visited with Shabbos, the city of Grunia. He went to the Beis Medrash. And Rav from Akulia Rabban asked the Pirka, all the different Amoraim came to hear the shir from the Resh galusa. However, Ravina lo asa, Ravina did not come to the shir. The next day on Sunday, by Rav from asked, in front of Resh galusa, he asked Ravina, Lafuki Ravina midaita Resh galusa. Resh galusa was upset. And Rashi says, Rav didn't want Resh galusa to hate Ravina for not showing up to shir. So he asked the question to Ravina, why didn't you come to shir yesterday in the presence of Resh galusa? So Amar Lai, he says, my time Allah, so why didn't you come, Mar Lapirka, to the Resh galusa shir? Amar Lai, have a kaiv li kare, my foot was hurting me. Ibai Lai Lemesam Misani, you should wear shoes. Says, Gave the kara have, it was in the foot of my foot. It was on the bottom of my foot, the palm of my foot. It wouldn't have helped. Ibayla chalamirma sandala. You have to wear sandal, which is a little bit looser and won't cause further pain. Amalei urkama demaya hava b'urcha. There was a big puddle, a pond, or something I had to pass through to get there. Ibayla chalameva derech mavish. You could have worn it. You could wear your clothing and walk through the water on Shabbos. Amalei lo savrele mar laha. The amar ravashi sandal lechachila lo. Do not hold the ravashi that lechachila one should not wear a sandal on Shabbos through the water. So that's why Ravina didn't come to the shir, and seemingly Resh galusa wasn't insulted. He completely understood. Gemara says further now. Tani Yehuda bar grogeres aser leishav agave tina b'yom kippurim. He paskin they're not allowed to sit on a tina on Yom Kippur. What's tina? So tina Rashi points out is some wet mud. The moisture is going to cool a person off, and it's a certain oneg one has for sitting in it. It's a violation of rechitz on Yom Kippur. So Amr Yishu ben Levi ubetina matpachas, and he said a wet cloth, a wet handkerchief, that would be aser. That's what it's referring to. That's aser, not just mud, but a wet handkerchief of some sort. Amr bai ubetovech amnas latpich has to be moist enough whereby that it could get something else wet. But if it's not wet enough to get something else wet, so then that would be permitted. So Amr Rav Yehuda mutter litstanin beperos. You could use cold fruit and put them on your skin to cool you off. Rav Yehuda mitstanin bakara. He would use a gourd of some sort. Rabba mitstanin biyunuka. He would use the skin of a child. Apparently the temperature was a little bit cooler. Rava mitstanin bekas the kaspa. He would use a silver becher with water inside to cool himself off. So Amr Rav Papa says kas the kaspa malay aser chaser shari. If the cup was full of water, it's aser, because there's a chashash, you might spill the water and violate rechitza, but if it was not full to the top, one would be able to cool off from the silver becher. The pachra, if it's made of, not silver, but it's made of some pottery, so then it would be be aser, whether or not it was full to the top or even only partially full, b'shum de mishchal shachil, because there are pores in the earthenware, the pottery cup, and the water is going to seep through, and that would be a violation of rechitza. Rav Papa, or this other say Rav, Amar Kasa de Kaspa, Chaser Nami Aser, Mishum de Mizdarev. He felt even if the silver cup was only partially full, he thought it would be Aser as well, because even there the water could seep through. So Gemara then says, Ziri Barchama Ush Bezechinen, he was the host of some great tzaddikim of Ra'ami, Rav Asi, Rav Yishub and Levi, who the Chuli Rabbanan, the Kasari Haver, everyone would come to his house. So Amar Leila Rav Yosef, Brei de Rav Yishub and Levi, Bar Arya, Ta'im Elecha Milsa Ma'al Yasa De Hava Avid Avucha. So tell us something that you witnessed from your father. He said to Rav Yosef, what do you see Rav Yishub and Levi? What do you see him do? So he says, Matpachas Hayel of Erev Yom Kippur. He had a handkerchief, Erev Yom Kippur. V'shor Osam B'mayim, and he'd soak it in water. V'oso So Kimin Keim Leguv, and then he'd squeeze it and dry it off. Ulamach, the next day, Mekanech B'panav Yadav Raglav, he used this dry cloth that had a little bit of coolness from the wetness yesterday, he'd use it to kind of dry or rub his face and hands and feet. Erev Tisha B'Av, Shor Oso B'mayim, he'd soak it in water, Erev Tisha B'Av, Ulamacha the next day, Ma'vir Al Gaba Einav, he wouldn't squeeze it out before Erev Tisha B'Av, it would still have some of the moisture, it would still be a bit waterlogged, and he'd rub it over his eyes. V'chein Sotu Kiyasa Rabba Bar Meri Amar Erev Tisha B'Av, Ma'vin Lo Bat Pachas V'Shor Oso B'mayim, B'minicha Tachas Mero Shosav, he'd soak some water Erev Tisha B'Av, leave it beneath his head all night, L'macha, so it would stay cool and wouldn't dry up. The next day, he would wash his hands, his feet, and his face. That would not be a violation of rechitza. It was only a little bit moist. And Be'er Yom Kippur, however, Mevi'in lo mitpachas, they'd bring him a handkerchief, v'sher also b'mayim, he'd soak it in water, v'osa so kim in kelim neguvim, then he'd squeeze it out, so make it dry, but it'll be cool enough, l'mach, for the next day, ma'vir agabe einav, he'd rub them over his eyes. So I'm the Rebbe Yaakov. Yaakov says the Rebbe Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa, Ipcha Amrislan. You told us the opposite, Votivnecha Schita, but we told you it'd be a problem of Schita. In other words, he had to, initially, apparently, he said it was the opposite, that Tisha B'Av, he wouldn't squeeze it, Tisha B'Av, he would squeeze it, and Yom Kippur, he would not squeeze it, Erev Yom Kippur. We said that wouldn't make sense because if he didn't squeeze it, Erev Yom Kippur, there's a chashash that he might squeeze it on Yom Kippur, and then therefore it made more sense that he had to squeeze it before Yom Kippur, and the other way around. Gemara then says, Amar Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rabba bar Chana, Rabba Chana, Shalwis, Rabbi Allah, so they asked Rabbi Elazar, Zakim, the Yoshev, be Yeshiva, Tzarech, Lito, Rishus, Lahati, Becharos, Eina, Tzarech. So this is a seemingly a random topic, but we'll see it's going to lead to a series of questions that's going to relate back to what we're talking about. But the question is, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to paskin shilas. You can't be a rav unless you get permission. So they wanted to know, let's say a guy was sitting in yeshiva for a long time. He was a learned individual. Do you need to ask permission to paskin shilas of what's considered mum or not? Look at the Rashi. Rashi writes, Zakein v'yoshiv v'yeshiva. Amrinam b'sanhedrin daf hei, she'ein chacham matir es abachor b'yachir liros es mumo. An individual cannot paskin whether a mum is a mum or not a mum for a bechor. Elam kein nato rishus min anasi pamachas. He needs to have a license from the nasi. V'hacha mibaylan. The question here is: Dim zaken yoshev yeshiva Sanhedrin hu mitzarch rishus alo? He was sitting in Sanhedrin according to Rashi. He was sitting in Sanhedrin for a long time. He's obviously a learned person. Does he need permission or not? So the shaila seems to be: is it about knowledge or is it more about kavod? If it's about knowledge, so then he wouldn't have to ask shaila. But if it's about kavod for the nasi, then he would have to get rishus, even though he's learning. And Rashi just tells us at the end here, v'hav d'nakit leib hacha, why is this question coming up now? Mishum d'bay l'meymar, v'su k'mibay l'ma'u latzeis b'sam l'sham v'yom ha-kippur. We're going to ask a question later on related to wearing particular types of shoes on Yom Kippur. So anyways, what's the answer to this? So the Gemara says, my k'mibay l'm, hachi k'mibay l'm, this is the shayla. Ki ha d'am rav idi bar avin, d'abar zahinichalam l'vei nesia, k'dei l'sgadir bo. Is the Netir Rishus in order to give the Nasi power and respect him, and therefore he would have to ask a Shaila, even a Zakim Yeshiva B'Sanhedrin, a Tzarech Lito Rishus, or perhaps, Kevin to Zakim Yoshiv Yeshiva, ain't Tzarech, because he's learned, that's the Shaila. So Amr Rebbe Tzadik Bar Chaluka, Araglav, he stood up, Amr, he said, Ani Ra'isi, I saw Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra, Shazakim Yoshiv Yeshiva, he was Haya, he was sitting on Sanhedrin, and V'amid B'malah, who's standing on Mezikne Shalzev, who's standing on a very high, he was very high up in the Sanhedrin order. V'natav Rishos Lahati B'choros, and nonetheless, he asked permission to paskin by Mumim. So Amr Le Rabbi Abba Lo Kachay Maisa, that was not the Maisa, El Kachay Maisa. The Maisa was really as follows. Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra Kohen Haya, he was a Kohen. V'hachik Kami Barle, the Shaila was about a Kohen. Is he able to paskin Shailas? So what was the shayla? Halacha Rabbi Meir, Damar, we learned in the Gemara Bukharas, Choshed Bidavar Lo Danuv Lo Meidu. There's a klal, a general klal, that a Kohen is choshed on giving a mum to his own Bukhor, because if he gets a mum, he could eat it sooner. So we don't trust a Kohen. So just like we don't trust a Kohen on his own Bukhor, so too, he cannot judge other cases, he can't testify about other cases of Bukhor. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Odumer, perhaps the halacha is Kareben Shemeng Amlio, Damar, Neman Hu Al Shel Chavero, Vei Neman Al Shel Atmo. Ein Echanami, granted, he can't paskin about his own animal, his own bechor, but he is trusted with respect to someone else's bechor. So do we paskin like Rabbi Meir, or like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Nothing to do with Netir's Rishus of a Zakin Yoshev B'Shiva. There's a particular question about a Kohen. So what's the answer? So Gemara says, Upashalei, the answer, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that he is trusted with respect to other animals. V'sukhoin Barle, another Shaila that they had asked Rabbi Lazar, they said to him, Ma'u lates b'sandal shell, going on to my base now, shell sham b'yom ha-kippurim. It was some type of reeds that was used, straw, maybe a straw shoe. They wanted to know whether you could wear this on Yom Kippur or not. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Nachmani, Araglav, the Amar, he stood up and he said, Ani Re'isi, I saw Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shiyotu b'sandal shell sham b'yom ha-kippurim. I witnessed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself walk out with such a shoe. And I said to him, "Tainus Sibur Mai, what's it did by Tainus Sibur?" So it's a strange shalom. You would imagine Yom Kippur, which is their Isa, if he wore it, certainly it'd be permitted on Tainus Sibur, which is only Divrei Chachamim. So the Tosus Shalom says, no, because sometimes we have, we're Divrei Sofrim, Trichon Chizek Yoser, Mishal Torah. So maybe by Divrei Sofrim, in this case, Tainus Sibur, we would be Machmir, and you couldn't wear such a shoe. So what was the answer? So Amar Lei, Lo Shana, there's no difference. You can wear this type of shoe both on Yom Kippur and a regular Tanis Tzibur. So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, anywhere you see it, Rabbi Yalazar Dimina Ninveh, I saw him, Shiyatza Besandel Shel Sham B'Tanis Tzibur. I saw him wearing such a shoe on a Tanis Tzibur. Their practice was like we wear in Tisha B'Av, we don't wear leather shoes just like Yom Kippur. And a Tanis Tzibur, which Rashi says, which are special Tanios on Gishamim, lack of rain, though they wouldn't have, they couldn't wear shoes. It's not a regular Tanis like Shavas Matamas and so on. It was a special Tanis on the Gishamim, is Isser of Nila Sandal. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, Amar Lev Yom HaKibur Mai, so you can wear such shoes on a Tanis Tzibur. So he asked Rebbe Lazar, can you wear it on Yom Kippur, which is, of course, more severe? Amar Lei, Lo Shna, there is no difference. You may wear such a shoe, Bein Tainis Tzibur, Bein Yom Kippur. If Yehuda Nafik, Behintani, he walked out with some type of a similar shoe. Abai Nafik, Dehutzi, these are all different types of reeds. Rabba Nafik, with Diable, Rabba Bar, Rav Huna, Karach Sudra, Akrai Nafik, he wore something, cloth around his Begid, and these are all different types of shoes which are allowed because they're not called shoes. You can't wear a shoe, but non-shoes may be worn. So, fine. Gemara then, there's actually an interesting question in the Ran. He says, if these things are not called minolim, so why would you think it's Asi Yom Kippur? If they're not in minol, what's the chiddush here? So how, but granted, it's not a problem in Yom Kippur, but isn't it considered carrying? So you're carrying these things. If it's not considered a shoe, and it's just wearing on the feet, that's not a shoe. It shouldn't be also to carry this in Rishus HaRabim. Ramban says they didn't actually wear them in Rishus HaRabim. Rather, this is referring to in their house alone. In their house, they wore them. It wasn't considered a violation of Nila Sandil Yom Kippur. And it wasn't a problem walking outside because they didn't walk outside. In Echnami, they couldn't walk outside because this was considered carrying. The Ran himself, however, argues and says no. In general, these are not considered shoes. And therefore, in general, you would not be able to walk outside on Shabbos with these things. It's considered carrying. But Yom Kippur, since you can't wear leather shoes, you can only wear these shoes. These become a definition of shoes on Yom Kippur, and therefore would not be considered carrying Yom Kippur outside. It would be considered wearing. So back inside the Gemara now, Rav Yehuda, Nafik, we did that right, I'm sorry, Meisir Rami Bar Bechama, Hakitea, a person who's missing a foot, Yotzei Bekavshil, he's allowed to wear his... The wood stick that he has, the wood stump he has at the end of his foot, he's allowed to wear that outside. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yossi Aser, he says Aser to do so. That's not called wearing, that's called carrying. The Tani Allah, the Brisa commented on this Mishnah here, the Vishavin Shasa Latzeis Bo B'Yom HaKippurim. They both agreed, you can't wear this in Yom Kippur. Why not? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rebbe Yossi Oser Kesavar Lav Minohu. This is not a shoe. And Hove Einu Shavu B'Kol. And therefore, you can't wear this on Shabbos. You can't wear Yom Kippur, everybody agrees. Alma, Alpha Gavad Labiosi, Lav Minahu, Afil Hachi Aser. Even though it's not a minel, it's still Aser. Wadin Le Shel Sham. So too, it's just a Shel Sham. This cloth, this straw, this reed type of shoe we just spoke about is not considered a real shoe. So it should be Aser. How come above we said everybody allowed you to wear such a shoe on Yom Kippur? But by the Kav, Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to wear this in Yom Kippur. So Gemara answers, Amar Abaye Hasam Dispei Ksisim Umishim Tainig. No, the difference is over there as follows. Because the area where the wood would touch, where the leg, the stump of the person would rest on the leg, there was some type of piece of cloth that were there to make it a little bit more comfortable. And therefore, Mishim Tainig it's Aser. With respect to walking outside and the sham, that other cloth, that straw, that wasn't comfortable at all, and it was permitted Yom Kippur. But this kav, since there was some cloth that was soft, that was cushioned, it would be a tainig, and therefore it would be aser. So Amar Lei Rava. Rava says now, Vila Manahu, if it was not considered a shoe, Ksisin Mesham Ashrele Mana, is the, are the cloth they're going to make it into, which now it's called a shoe? If it's not really a shoe, this kav isn't a shoe, so how come the cloth will make it a shoe? V'yod, kol tainig de la minalu Yom HaKippur mi aser. Just because it's a tainig, you can't sit on a chair in Yom Kippur? Because it's tainig, of course you can sit on chairs in tainig on Yom Kippur. It's not about tainig at all. It's about what's considered a shoe. If a kav isn't a shoe, so the fact that it has cloth or not cloth shouldn't make any difference. V'rabba bar bar huna hava karach suda akroi v'nafik. He would wrap some cloth around his feet. It would make it very comfortable to walk Yom Kippur. Ah, isn't that a tainig? Yeah, it's permitted. We see tainig isn't usher. Tainig shall sandal, shall minal is usher. But not stam a tainig. The old mitikatani is safer. The fact is safer, and that Mishnah says, "Im yeshlo base kibul ksisin tami." If there's a base kibul and you put cloth in its tummy, does that not imply mechlal the reish is a case la b'deisle ksisin askinim? We're talking about a case where there's no ksisin. So what's going on? So Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, the Olam Dechuliyama Minalhu. Really, everybody agrees that Kav is a Minal, is considered a shoe. And that's why he can't wear it Yom Kippur. Shabbos, Bach Pligi. They argue about Shabbos, whether he could go outside without an Erev. On Shabbos, Mar Savar, Dilma, Gazir and Dilma, Mishtami, it might fall off. The also there, so you might have to carry it. And Arba Amos, Umar Savar, Lo Gazirim, there's no chashash, he's not going to fall off, and he's not going to have to carry it. That's the machlokas. But Legabi Yom Kippur, everybody agrees it's a minal, is considered a shoe, and would be usher. We're now quotes a Brayis Tanya Rabbanan. Tinokos mutarin bekulan chutz minilas sandal. A child is able to do everything in Yom Kippur, eat, drink, and he can do rechitza, and sicha, he just cannot wear shoes. So maishna nilas sandal. Why is a nilas sandal different that he can't wear shoes on Yom Kippur? So if you're going to say dami inish avdile, because you're going to say, oh, probably an adult put the shoe on for him. So what's the problem with the adult putting the shoe on for him? So Rashi says, inche avdile, gedolim asilo, maybe a gadol, put the shoe on for the child. The Torah hizira gedolim al haktanim. The gedolim make sure that the ktanim don't violate any halacha. Shel yasulem biyadaim davar aser. He should not do something that is aser. Kedarmin v'masechus yivamos, based on the pasuk in Emor, lo sochlim lo sachilim lahazir gedolim al haktanim. That the adults are warned not to feed the children any nevela, any trefa. It's true of all types of isurim. So if you see the child wearing the shoe, mustama the father put the shoe on, or the mother put the shoe on, and now it's the problem of this iser. So Gemara says, so Hanech Nami Ami in Shia Avdilei Bechita Vesicha. If you see a child that's bathed and oiled up very nicely, you're also going to say that an adult did it for them. So Gemara says, no, Emer Mi Asmal Avdilei. So no, they'll say yesterday they looked nicely bathed and nicely soaked up because they did it yesterday and the fresh smell and the fresh look is still on upon the child. Sandal, so Sandal Nami Emer Mi Asmal. So if the guy's wearing the shoe, the kid's wearing a shoe, shouldn't they say maybe it was put on yesterday? And no one's going to be choshed the parents for putting the shoe on today. Gemara says you can't wear the shoes from yes, that doesn't work. You can't wear the shoes Erev Yom Kippur. Why not? So Gemara says la efshir, sandal la efshir, the meesma avdile. Damer Shmuel has this klal hayman debar lemitem time of the misusa. Person wants to taste the taste of death. L'saim misane, he should wear shoes v'ligne and go to sleep. So therefore he can't have left them on all Shabbos, all of Yom Kippur, all night, because he certainly went to sleep, Leil Yom Kippur, he wakes up with the same shoes on. We don't want the children or anybody to taste death at all. So Gemara says, "Bavah mutar lefine." So that's the din. So based on this is an interesting discussion, it's found whether or not one can wear socks when sleeping. We don't wear shoes when sleeping, is there a problem with wearing socks? So post can say that you can wear socks. Lek Yosher, the Talmud of Shmuel Sedeshin, said he witnessed the Shmuel Sedeshin taking naps in socks, and therefore it would be considered allowed. The interesting discussion, some of the post can say that a Talmud Chacham, they wore shoes in such a way, the Gemara says it was very, very tight, and they'd only untie them from week to week. The Talmud Chacham is not allowed to untie his shoes on Shabbos, because since they were so permanent, they lasted for an entire week, it would be considered matir, untying on Shabbos. So they slept in it all week. So Rashash says, how could a Talmud Chacham sleep in shoes all week? With this Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to sleep in shoes. It's tasting misa. So the Tshuvas Pasat Sadcha gives two answers. One answer is he says, no, we know that Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin Ela B'Misha Meimis Atzmo Aleim, person who kills himself over it. So the way a person could kill himself is by wearing shoes, tasting misa, and that actually makes the learning even better. The second answer, he says, this Gemara is only referring to a person sleeping Shenas Keva. But Shenas Araya and all that, that's not part of the Isser. And since the Talmud Chacham never sleeps the Shenas Keva, even at nighttime, it's only Shenas Arai, and therefore, it's not a problem at all of him sleeping in it all week. Okay, this is a type of Talmud Chacham which we don't find nowadays, where he only sleeps the Shenas Arai, but that's one of the Heter. Either way, the Gemara says further now. Last few lines of the Amud Beis here, last few narrow lines of the Amud Beis, Ramutarn Lechachila Katani. But doesn't it say Lechachila, we're allowed to do so? Meaning, it's not just because they're going to think we did it from yesterday. L'chachila, the Brisa says you should feed, and you should give drinks, and you should bathe, and tzicha, all that. So it's not just stam that if it happens to be this way, we encourage them to be fed and to drink. So Ela Hanech, the Lav Revisayu, Gazu Be'Rabban. Those items which don't affect their growth, so Chacham said they could go there without it, that's fine. Not to wear shoes is not such a big deal for the children, not to wear leather shoes. But Hanech, the Revisayu, that which helps the growth, eating and drinking, all of that, and bathing, so then, at least back then, so then, lo gazer be'erban, they were not gozer. Damer Abai said, Amri le'aim, his mother would tell him, revisa the yanuka maya chamima, that to help a child grow, maya chamima, hot water, umashcha, and a little oil, gadaporta helps a child grow a bit. Biasa bekuscha, some egg and milk, some bread, the gadaporta also helps the child grow. Tevura ma'ana, to break the kalim, He'd buy broken kelim, the pachli vene, who must buy it, so the children should break it. Fascinating Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara here. He says, Tavura ma'ane, lahafkir lo kelim l'shaber ulamalos tavosav. It's good to buy things for the children to break. Some cheap glass, some cheap items, and kelim, to throw around, because children like to destroy, they like to wreak havoc. So you should buy things so they can wreak havoc. That's part of their growth, that's part of their natural taiva, to fill the taivas in doing such a thing. So anything that helps the growth, enhances the growth of a child, they can and should do in Yom Kippur, eating, drinking, and bathing back then. Nowadays, we don't do bathing, we just do eating and drinking. But in terms of leather shoes, that does not help the growth of a child, and therefore it's not allowed. Gemara then says, first white line in the Amud Beis here, HaMelech VaKala Yirchatsu Es Paneim, the king and the Kala could wash their face on Yom Kippur. So Masis and Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah, is none other than Rabbi Hananiah ben Tradyum. He, Titania Melech VaKala Lo Yirchatsu Es Paneim, that's the Tanakama, Rabbi Hananiah ben Tradyum Omer, Mishim Rabbi Eliezer, HaMelech VaKala Yirchatsu Es Paneim, they're allowed to. Achaya Lotino says handle. Tanakama says a woman who just had given birth cannot wear shoes, leather shoes on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Hanani ben Chajon Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Hachaya Tinel es sandal, that a Chaya, a woman who just gave birth, may wear sandalum on Yom Kippur. My time, what's the reason for all these Haterim? The fear Haterim of the Melech, the Kala, and the Chaya. So Melech Mishum Dichsev, it says by the king, Melech Biyafio Techazen Enecha, that he always has to look presentable, and therefore he has to bathe his face, wash his face, so he looks presentable. On this, the Mepharshim asked the question, so there should also be a heter for the king to wear shoes, nice shoes, that's also him being presentable. So Tosfos Yom HaKippurim writes that since the king could wear nice socks or something else, he could still be very presentable with fancy socks. They won't detract from his image. Others write that no, he could wear long clothing, a long robe, this way you don't have to see his barefoot. And others yet answer, based on the Tosfos Yerushalmi, that says there's a big machlokas whether or not all five inuyim on Yom Kippur Deraisa are only achilah v'shtiyah. So according to the opinion of Tosfos Yerushalmi, that all five are aser, so when we allow the king to wash his face and the kala to wash her face, it's only v'chitzas paneim, which is an iser midirbanim, but we will not allow them to wash their entire body. That's an iser midiraisa. So an iser deraisa cannot be violated for these heterim. So too, since an ila sandal is an iser deraisa, according to Tosfos Yerushalmi, that would not be allowed for the king, even though it might detract from his image, his reputation. So then the Gemara says, okay, what about the kala? Why is the kala allowed to? My taima, kadesh lo tisgane al baila. We don't want the kala to look disgraceful, that she should lose favor in the eyes of her husband. And amale rav le Rabbi Chiya, kala ad kama, how long does the kala's name last for? How long is his heter for? Amale, kidetanya, ein monin tachshitim in akala kol shloshim yom. We don't hold back any tachshitim, any decorations, any ornaments, any jewelry, any perfume and makeup from her for 30 days. So if she's 30 days, she's a kala. Yachaya tinol as a sandal, mishum tinol. The reason why a woman who gave birth, she just lost a lot of body weight and the baby came from the body, so she gets cold very easily. So because of the cold, because of the tina, that can make a person sick, she's allowed to wear leather shoes. And Amar Shmuel, ima machmas sakana akrib mutter. If, however, there's a concern of a scorpion, then not only is the chaya allowed to, but everyone's allowed to wear shoes if there's real chashash of a scorpion. Let's quickly recap. We start talking about the end of Ayin Zayin and Beis onto Ayin Ches, about the spring that comes from the Kodesh Kodashim in times of the Mashiach. It's going to get bigger, bigger, and bigger, and that's the place where all the various people who are Tamei are going to bathe in and go to the mikvah. The other thing I spoke about, are you allowed to wear on Shabbos a minal through the water? And we pass that you're allowed to wear a minal because it won't fall off, but a sandal which can fall off, the chachila, we very much discourage, which one should not do so. We had that Maisa of Ravina didn't show up to the shir of the Reish Kalusa. He's going to get perhaps insulted, and it was explained to him that he couldn't make it because he had some injury on his foot. I think Mar spoke about a person who's not allowed to sit on some moisture of mud on Yom Kippur. It's tanug, but he's allowed to use something that cloth if it's not too wet. If it's very wet, it's not allowed, but if it's slightly wet, you're allowed to. And different amiram cool off from either cool fruit or cool vegetables or the baby skin or a silver goblet. Then I think Mar spoke about how Rabbi Shimon Levi would soak the water before Yom Kippur and then squeeze it out. And before Tisha B'Av, he wouldn't squeeze it out and rub it on his face. And I think where I spoke about this shaila about whether a zaken yoshev b'sanhedrin, whether they need to heter from the reish kalusa from the nasi to be matir b'charos, and we paskin that he does need to. Then we got into a shaila, maybe the shaila is really about a kohen, whether he's able to matir other people's b'charos even though he can't matir his, or maybe he can't. We paskin that he is allowed to matir other people's b'charos. And then we had a shaila, what about this sandal shalsham? This some type of cloth or reed shoe. Is that allowed on Shabbos? We discussed that Yom Kippur and Tainish Tzibur, there is no difference. Then we discussed the case of the kav, the wooden leg of the one who's missing a leg, whether that's called a minal or not a minal, has it relate to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And then we spoke about how a child is allowed to do everything on Yom Kippur except for nilas sandal. Reason, because nilas sandal does not inhibit his growth. The other ones help his growth, and anything that's going to potentially stunt his growth, we don't want to do. So we do eat, have him eat, drink, and bathe at times of the Gemara. And then finally, we discuss who is the author of the Mishnah, that there's a heter of the king, the kala, to wash. That's Rabbi Chanan ben Chadron. He's also the author who said that a Chaya can wear shoes on leather shoes on Yom Kippur because she gets either cold. And then the Gemara says, if it's a danger of an akrav, of a scorpion, then everyone's allowed to wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur.